Hey everybody, today I want to share with you how to get all fired up about the future of your restaurant business, how to get that inspiration that you need if you're in a little bit of a rut right now.
Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
Hey everybody, my name is Ryan Gromfin. I'm an author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, and I'm the founder of therestaurantboss.com as well as restaurantprofitandperformance.com. And like I said, today I want to share with you how to get fired up with excitement, with inspiration for your restaurant business, for the future. You know, a lot of times we just go through that day-to-day flatline rut and we get kind of bored and we just keep going through the same things over and over again and we keep saying to ourselves, like, we're waiting for that next big idea. We're waiting for that huge thing to come our way. We always want to be the first to market with something new because we think that's how we're going to get excited and do something different and really grow our business. But I want you to think for a second about first to market, about the first people who come to market with these new ideas. And let's think about how well that worked out for them. Let's look at like Netscape. How many of you are still using Netscape as your browser? Well, they were the first browser out. They were first to market. Where are they now? Remember Palm Pilots, right? We all had a Palm Pilot. It was the coolest thing in the world. And now, where are they now? Remember TiVo? Well, now our cable company just provides that for us. TiVo doesn't exist anymore. If they do, they're very small. Same thing with Kindle. You know, we all had Kindles 5 years ago, and now we're just, you know, it's different. We're reading books on our phone, on our iPads. I mean, they still exist, but they're not what they were. So sometimes first to market isn't always the best thing. But what's really important is that we're constantly getting this stream of inspiration, that we're always getting better at what we're doing. We don't get stuck in a rut. So a couple of things that I suggest for all my clients are always doing in their restaurant is, one, eating at other restaurants. Go eat at other restaurants. Find out what others are doing. Don't just compare yourself and say, oh, we're so much better than them at this or we're better than them at that. But look around and see what are they doing really well that you're not, and get inspired by that. Follow the trends in your community. Read the blogs, read the posts, see what other people are talking about. Get inspired by that. Another thing that I can't tell you how important it is to subscribe to a lot of the food magazines and trade magazines. Not just the business ones, but also the ones that your customers are looking at. Bon Appetit, Martha Stewart, Food Network, Rachel Ray, whatever it is. But you need to get inspired by the dishes that they're putting in there, by the plate presentations, by the way that they're showing things, by the recipes, by the ingredients they're using, and bring that back with your chefs, bring that back with your team and say, how do we make our food look a little bit more like this? Because if that's what your customers are seeing and you're not presenting it to them in the same way, there's gonna be this huge disconnect. So get inspired by other people's publications, by other things that are going on. You know, obviously we can look at Food Network, we can watch all these great cooking shows and things on TV, but if we're not looking at that and getting inspired by it and coming up with new ways that we can do new things in your restaurant, we're leaving something on the table. The last piece of advice I have for you about finding that inspiration, about getting out of a rut that you might be in and getting excited about coming into work every day, is look at what the corporate chains are doing. The corporate chains are usually way ahead of where we are, only because of the dollars they can spend. Now, they may be a little bit behind the trend, like they may not be like the hottest and the freshest and the newest, but the point is if they're doing it, they've invested money, dollars, and time and research, and if it's showing up on their menus, or if it's technology that they're implementing, or if it's a new way of service that they're implementing in their business, chances are it's proven and it works. And it's something that you should be looking at implementing in yours. I just recently ate at a fast food restaurant that I haven't eaten at in a long time. And I can't tell you how amazing their menu was. And all of these really great ideas started coming to my head for other restaurants that I was working with. Even though the other restaurants aren't fast food, I looked at these ideas and I was like, oh my gosh, we could do this, we could do that, we could do that. And so I started calling up clients and sending them emails from all these ideas I had just by revisiting a fast food restaurant that I hadn't eaten at in a while. So I encourage you to find inspiration everywhere you look. It's everywhere. Keep a notepad on you. Write down ideas. Think about how you could do it better, faster, cleaner, leaner, more efficiently, more exciting. Make it your own. Don't steal ideas for other people, but there's inspiration everywhere. And if you're bored at all in your restaurant, or if you feel like you've been doing the same thing over and over again and you're not fired up, go take a look and see what other restaurants are doing, see what the corporate restaurants are doing, see what your competition's doing, read the food blogs, look at the magazines, watch TV, and find that inspiration that you need to get all fired up and make your restaurant awesome. I hope you enjoyed today's video. I look forward to seeing you next week.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfen. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.